Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, George Binks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. And now, play ball. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Joost moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Guerra and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Guerra moves to second. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Guerra moves to third. Majeski moves to second. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-1 in the game. Binks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Fain reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fain scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-0 in the game. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Metkovich moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground for an out. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell scores. Edwards moves to third. Boudreaux moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-0 in the game. Marchildon bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Majeski moves to second. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Embry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Binks takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Binks. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fane hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guerra for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-0 in the game. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Binks hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost scores. Fain moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby pinch hits for Red Embry. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Keltner moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Lemon now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovic. Suter reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Suter moves to third. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-1 in the game. Marchildon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Marchildon reaches second base with a double. Suter scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Binks is hit by the pitch. Marchildon moves to third. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Savage now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Russ Christopher now pitching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Peck moves to second. Jack Conway pinch runs for Les Fleming. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 4 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Guerra fields it and throws to third for the out. Conway moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Conway moves to third. Metkovich moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 4 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.